The brother I rejected, he never did a single thing for me. Should I now be expected to keep his family? They drop so low, then come running to me now for charity. I do not even know them, so what are they to me? Dying in poverty, he beggars his family. Passing bells still tolling from the steeple. Doesn't leave them any money of their own, but instructs them to dispose of other people's.
Uncle!
You are Nicholas, I suppose. Well, ma'am, how do you do? You must bear up against sorrow, ma'am. I always do.
Mine was no common loss, sir.
It's not a common husband's die, 'tis true.
And brothers also die, sir.
And pup dogs too. What was his complaint, mum?
I fear his broken heart no more could take.
The foolish cant of the day, mum.
Some have no heart to break.
You boy, what do you now intend to do to keep starvation from your family's door?
I'll work, sir, and whatever little we may have, I shall not look to you to make it more.
Hold your tongue, boy. Fine beginnings, Mrs. Nickleby. Fine beginnings.
Fine beginnings. Fine beginnings. You think that you have no need of me. I can help you or disown you. So tell me, boy, which of these is it to be?
That's better. Control your temper, sir.
And what of you, my girl? Can you earn a living now your father's dead?
I'll do what I must do, sir, to pay for home and bread.
We'll have her teach at school, ma'am, or else have her apprenticed, have no fear. And as for this young fool, ma'am, his future's written here.
Education. At Mr. Wackford Squeers Academy, Dotheboys Hall, at the delightful village of Dotheboys near Greta Bridge in Yorkshire. Youth are boarded, clothed, provided with all necessaries, instructed in all languages, living and dead. Mathematics, geometry, the use of the globes, and every branch of classical literature. Terms, 20 guineas per annum. No extras, no vacations, and diet unparalleled. Mr. Squeers is in town and attends daily from 1 till 4 at the Saracen's Head, Snow Hill. N.B. An able assistant wanted. Annual salary, £5. A Master of Arts would be preferred.
Get that situation, and with dedication, I am sure your fortune will be made. And though they'll be poor of this, you can be sure your mother and your sister I shall aid.
But the salary's so small, and it is such a long way off, Uncle.
Hush, Kate, my dear. Your uncle must know best.
Fine beginnings. Fine beginnings, this new start in life, I will gladly take.
Though I cannot bear to leave you, parted we now must be for all our sake.
Who can tell the future, who can say, when new opportunities may begin? I'll be ever grateful for the day our uncle helped us in our time of need.
I can see you now in fine beginnings. Yes, I know you own the school in no time, of course. All the young gentlemen must sing your praise, and then both influence and riches would be yours. Then it occurs to me that one of the nobility you've made your friend will find it in his fate to meet your sister dear, and then within a year we'll fall in love and marry our decade.
Mama, you embarrass me, but it's right to see the future's bright, such beginning leads to fortune, never crying as I get.